Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We do a short channeling. My partner brings me in almost every gathering of old souls. And so the messages are similar. But you need to hear them every time. The human being needs to remind themselves that not all things that are in the paradigm of your reality, not all things that are there are the only things. And we've said this before, that the synapse of your brain, that survival organ, is designed to try to give you things that make sense, and it only has one parameter to judge from, and that's experience. And in certain cases, that brain will say to you, it's not real. The man in the chair, and that's all it is. There is nothing more that the corporeal organ of your brain can give you except that. And so the majority of humanity, if they could hear this or see this or be in the room, would walk the other way. And that, dear human being, is about to change. If you said the word energy to a scientist 25 years ago, they'd get out their slide rule and talk about what the energy is, how to measure the energy, and what part of physics are you talking about. If you say it today, they understand. It can be the unseen. What is starting to happen on the planet, very gradually, too slow for most of you, is the exposure of energy. Do you know how you can really feel it? Do you want to know the biggest energy on the planet that is known by all? And that is love. And you can't measure it, can you? And you can't deny it, can you? And that's just the beginning. My partner speaks through the pineal, and the pineal is the gateway to the higher self. The higher self is the peace of divinity. Call it what you want to, God, that is in you. And I'll tell you something, dear ones, unlike the paradigm that you're used to within your body, that divinity never gets old. It doesn't age with you, it just gets better, it gets wiser within you. And at that point where you take your last breath, it expands to the point where the corporeal brain is erased. And all that's left is truth. And you awaken knowing everything. Welcome home. I'll talk about home a little more later in the afternoon. But I want you to know that as I sit here with my partner in his body, the veil is thin between us, allowing messages to come through. I know you. You need to hear this. I know what you've been through. You're not here to suffer. Did you get that? The recalibration of the old soul is dramatic. The more profound the age you have and the wisdom you carry, the more your recalibration needed to be. And we gave a message last week that some of you need to revisit. And it said that energy, especially that of change, does not always happen on the earth in the way that it's predicted or by the clock, even of the ancients. And so there is no special date where something would happen. The date is where you would celebrate the event's beginning. And we told you that the 2013 experience of recalibration, in your particular case, with free choice on your planet, lasted another 6 months. We ask you to look at the astrological signs before you, at the release that is here in July. It's all over the charts. It's individual. It's planetary. It's solar system wide. That July would mark the potential time of change. And it is. And this is for some of you right now listening to this. Again, I will tell you, stop wallowing in what you think is never going to end. Stop wallowing in the troubles that have been here now for over a year. And start focusing on release. But Brian, I'm not seeing anything physical yet. Let's talk about energy. What do you think, dear human being, that you can create with a piece of divinity in you? Either believe it or you don't believe it. The old fishermen would say it's time to fish or cut bait. You're either here to do it or you're not. And if you're here to do it, it's time to understand energy. The kind you can't see, but you can feel it profoundly. I want you to drop into the core right now. Can you feel this? What is really inside you? We'll talk about that tonight. What is there? When you go into the deepest meditation, any of you have been in, any of you, and you are there for a moment or two, what is this like? Where did it come from? This is energy. You have got an amazing conduit to the other side of the veil. You've got an amazing conduit to the consciousness that is physics. You can change things with your mind. So why don't we start with your reality and your body? And the situations around you, you think, are awful. Or that you're suffering through. Because I want you to know that unless you see the light at the end of the tunnel, even though it may not happen in your eyes, if you can see it with the pineal and the higher self, you take the hand of God and you know it's coming. And don't make up your mind what that light looks like now. See it as solution. The human being wants to put it in their own paradigm, put it in the boxes. Well, here's what's going to happen. Dear Spirit, do this, 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 this. Let me tell you, what if it was better than that? Is that okay? This is what we teach. This or something better. And so there is a release. It was channeled a week ago that I want you to feel and I want you to know about. That has to do with the unseen. An old soul will be the first to know what that feels like. And I'll say it again, dear ones. For those of you who have come for the first time and are listening and seeing, perhaps in the audience, is this real or not? What are you allowing your countenance to do? Have you put yourself in a bubble of reality that's been the reality of what you're trained in? Or are you allowing a bigger bubble for things unseen that you don't know about? Do you understand the question? If you surround yourself only with what you expect is real, nothing will get through it. Except the things your brain has seen and said and validated, that's real, and everything else is not. Why don't you expand it a little? How about you expand it just for today? And let things in that don't make sense. Dear one, if you're walking around in a black and white world, and that's your box, and color comes along, you're going to reject it. You do know that, don't you? You're going to reject it because, first of all, it can't exist. Number two, it's just more shades of gray. That's the paradigm. Is it possible to open up to things that you don't understand and don't believe are there? Well, you've done it in your science. Why can't you do it in your meta-science? Physics that no one knows about is on its way. Inventions that no one knows about are on their way. Consciousness on the planet that no one expected is on its way. And the old soul is the leader. And the one that's going to create it. We'll tell you more about that later. I'll be back. And so it is.